Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You make the transition from old practices to new ones that will allow you to meet these new customer expectations. Find out more about my ideas and how to buy the book at ageofthecustomer.com. This is Jim Blasingame. Thanks for listening.
And now, back to the man who thinks Wall Street could learn a thing or two about how business is done on Main Street.
Well, if the good Lord don't like the way I conduct business, let him say something. Let him give me a sign.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, especially when we get a chance to bring our good friend Peter Meyer back on the show. Peter is a long time, 17-year member of our Brain Trust, the founder and the principal of the Meyer Group, author of two best-selling books, Warp Speed Growth and Creating and Dominating New Markets, which is one of my favorite books, among others that he's written. He's a very prolific writer, a big thinker, one of the smartest guys I know, and he's here to talk to us about the future. Peter, welcome back.
Thank you, Jim. It's a pleasure to be back. I hope to live up to at least one small part of what you just said. Yeah,
you live up to all of it every time you join us. So, okay, in my book, The Age of the Customer, my last chapter was titled "Now You're the Futurist," and in that chapter, I tried to help whoever the reader was sort of have a little bit of an understanding of how futurists go about their business. And one of the major things that they do is they read, they scan, you're a futurist and you look for implications. You're curious enough to look for implications or to look for things that are happening and then notice the implications of those things. And that takes you into the future, doesn't it?
Does. And you're absolutely right in everything you've written about that. And I want to extend that just a little bit by giving our listeners a quote from William Gibson.
I love this one.
And the quote is, "The future is already here. It's just not widely distributed yet."
I love that one.
Yeah, that is good. But it has a really interesting implication, which is that those of us, of your listeners and you and I, who are thinking the way you just described, have the option of putting the future in place or of waiting for somebody else to do it in their own way instead of us.
Mm-hmm.
The future is here. The good news is, and I got good news and bad news, the good news is that you understand the future view. Most of our listeners have a sense of that. The bad news is that customers and their own team members often see it as the unknown. And the more pressure there is on them, the more they want to avoid the unknown.
Because the more we imagine ourselves, where we're going, where our company's going, the more we spend time there, the more real it seems to us. And you say to someone, Did this happen or did I dream it, right? and so when we spend so much time in this, we feel like that it's real, even though it may not be. And when we're demonstrating that to our customers or to our employees, it makes them feel like we're leaving them behind, doesn't it?
It does. And in this 30 minutes or now 20-odd minutes we have, I would like to talk about a successful strategy to bring people along into the future of which they do not know.
Let's do it.
To help them not be afraid.
How do we do that?
Well, first of all, we can't wait for the future to unfold. We instead, because we are running our own business and our own lives, we want to take charge of it and make it unfold and make it happen. But we also know, and this is my own personal axiom, that change is good when you do it to yourself. Change is bad when somebody does it to you.
Mm-hmm. We like being the disruptor. We don't like being disrupted.
We don't. Nobody likes somebody else coming in and saying, everything you know is wrong about that. You must change now. And the most obvious example is for most of us is information technology,
yep.
where people come along and tell us, well, your old operating system is now toast. Your old computer is now useless. You must now change to something you don't understand. And most of us want to say, yeah, stuff it. I'm going to keep on going. And that's an appropriate response because change really is not appropriate when somebody tries to do it to you.
Well, that's exactly right. And the thing is, what you just said, if people are nodding their heads out there and saying, yeah, that's how I am, as leaders, we have to realize that's also how our people are and our customers are, isn't it?
Absolutely.
And that's the essence of what I think we want to get at today in our visit, which is what we're going to talk about right after the break, folks. Yeah. How do we, you and I may think we're already in the future. We've allowed the future to be distributed to us, but maybe we haven't done such a good job with those around us. And Peter's going to help us with that right after the break. Quick break, 20 till the hour. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.